you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Today is Monday, May 26th. The news sponsored by the St. Louis Aquarium at Union Station. I'm Megan Lynch. At 10 o'clock this morning, it's the annual Memorial Day observance at Soldiers Memorial downtown.
The museum includes five outdoor memorials for St. Louisans killed in military service, and they'll be featured in part of the ceremony, along with the Red and Black Brass Band. Museum Director Mark Sunlove says the band will lead a procession into the Court of Honor,
where we'll be laying wreaths at the multiple memorials there, and then having the public and the attendees pick up and lay golden carnations at the memorials of their choosing.
It's also the final day of the exhibit Ghost Army, the combat con artists of World War II, opening next month an exhibition on the Tuskegee Airmen. Scott Jagow, KMOX News.
St. Louis Mayor Kara Spencer says she knows the emotional toll the tornado has taken on the people and community and promises mental health resources will be made available.
This is a huge component of the next wave as we work to partner with those types of organizations. We have put together an enormous team that is working to deploy those exact types of resources, not only the physical health, but we know this has taken an enormous mental toll on our community, and we'll be working to deploy those resources in the coming days and weeks ahead.
Spencer pushes back on claims that not enough support has been made available. The mayor says the first priority has been to make sure residents have the tools they need to stabilize and protect their belongings. Spencer adds, unlocking the federal funds so desperately needed is not a quick process. As an example, President Trump just approved a federal disaster declaration Friday for the March tornadoes. The Urban League of St. Louis pledging to do everything it can to be of aid to the community decimated by the May 16th tornado.
This past Saturday, President Mike McMillan says they served 3,000 people and will continue doing that for the next three Saturdays.
We will also be here at the headquarters to provide food, toiletries, cleaning supplies, wood, tarp, and other resources to the community. We're partnering with the Red Cross on providing direct financial assistance. Information will be given out regarding that as well.
The Urban League has a partnership with several hotels, and they are providing temporary shelter in those hotels.
For individuals who are staying in homes that are not safe and have nowhere to go, I want you to call the Urban League at 314-615-3600 if you need temporary housing in hotels.
McMillan adds the Urban League has food and clothing to provide to people that have been affected by the tornado. Maria Kina, KMOX News.
St. Louis police say a 9-year-old is dead, two people wounded after a triple shooting Saturday night. It happened in the area of Bercher and Ruskin near I-70 in North City. One of the injured, a 10-year-old in critical condition. The other, a 32-year-old man. Police say the victims were in a car that was fired upon outside a home. Police spokesman Mitch McCoy.
I want to be very clear, whoever did this, you committed an act of violence on one of our community's most vulnerable and one of our community's most innocent. We will not stop until we find you and bring you to justice for this horrific act of violence.
Police are asking for any home or business surveillance footage on either side of I-70 on Bercher or Union. The victims believed to be family members, but police don't have a motive for the shooting yet. If you drive I-55 near River de Pere, get ready for a big change starting this week. MoDOT will shift all traffic to the northbound lanes in two phases. First, northbound drivers move back to their usual side after the morning rush starting Thursday. Then by Monday, June 2nd, southbound drivers will also shift over, sharing the northbound lanes. Tom Evers is a district engineer for MoDOT.
After the shift, then the crews will start rehabilitating the last two bridges on the project, the southbound I-55 bridges over the Union Pacific Railroad and also over Colne Avenue.
Two lanes will stay open in each direction during the work. It's all part of a $63 million bridge rehab project wrapping up its final phase. A road you drive on may be closed soon.
Some long-term closures are coming up Tuesday. I'm Roger Brand. Tuesday morning, they're going to be closing Etherton Road at 109 for 1 month to build a new roundabout. Lindbergh is going to be closed between the North and South Conway Road intersections for 2 months to rebuild a bridge there. And Highway MM in Franklin County, south of T, is going to be closed for 4 months to rebuild a bridge at the railroad overpass.
The new Basso location officially opens tomorrow in Westport Plaza. The original Basso opened in 2012 at the Cheshire, Rathskeller Underground. The Westport Basso has floor-to-ceiling windows that look out onto the plaza with patio seating for 50 in a private dining space. Unlike the Cheshire, the Westport location will also be open for lunch to cater to office crowds. Both Basso locations owned by Lodging Hospitality Management.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.